Yes, this one?
The slides.
Yeah. Here are my slides.
Yeah.
For participant 3, technical.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Technical.
Yeah.
And hold on. So go to the next one. No, oh, go to the next one. Okay. I have to change your name. It's Keith.
Mm-hmm.
You should have the PC in the name.
Okay.
I didn't get a message to go to me.
You said anything
on there? Yeah.
I just see everything.
Just clean the whiteboard and then put it back.
Yep.
Because it's from the previous.
On the desktop,
yeah.
When I put
maybe
it on the desktop.
Maybe clean between meetings.
To save my file, but
okay.
I sent you my email.
Okay,
perfect.
So I'll just open it, or save it. Just open it, and you can switch to it.
Nana, you need to go into the meeting.
Yes.
You're off camera, and the meeting started.
Okay. So where? Okay. Shall I start or? Who is starting? Okay, you.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Oh, is it over with?
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
So I see all bodies here, yes?
Yep.
Okay.
What's the agenda for this meeting?
I will present the agenda with slides.
Okay.
To you. As you can see here.
Perfect.
So, first, just to mention, I will take notes of this meeting and I'll try to work them out and give them to you. Also make notes of the previous meeting, and I was about to send them to you, but then I had to go to this meeting, so you will get them too.
So you are the secretary also,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Indeed. Then I hope you all have worked out
perfectly. Yeah, of course.
Some presentations about the task given to you in the previous meeting. In a minute we will start with them. You will see in which order we will handle them off. Then I will bring in some new requirements I got from the account manager. I try to work them out. It was quite abstract, and we can have maybe have some discussion about it, about the functions. And well, in this meeting, we should really try to reach a decision about the target group and the functionality of them.
You mean the social target group? Who
to
target?
Yes. Who are we going to get?
Well, the customers. Okay.
The customers, indeed. Yes. I think that's important.
Great question. Yeah.
So, and then we will close this meeting, and after this meeting we will have a lunch.
Good.
Why, Anna? Can you do you have a presentation?
No, I don't.
You don't have a presentation.
Oh,
You were not able to.
I can talk about it, but I have no
slides. Yes, maybe you can just talk about it, or maybe you can use the whiteboard if necessary.
Well, I've just been presented with some research we've done in a small focus group, so 100 people, just asking about their remote control usage habits and what they want in the remote control. Probably can't email this to you. I've just got a web page with some data on it. Basically it's saying that users generally dislike the look and feel of their remote controls. 75% of users find most remote controls ugly.
Mm-hmm.
80% of users would spend more money when a remote control would look fancy. Current remote controls do not match well the operating behaviour of the user. 75% of users said they zap a lot, so they use their remote control quite frequently while they're watching television. 50% of users say that they only use 10% of the buttons. So they've got a remote control with a lot of functionality, but really most of the time they only use a small part of that.
Do you have this information on the web page?
I have a web page, yes.
Yes, maybe you can send an email to me later.
Yep, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, there's a breakdown of how much they use the different functions on a remote control. Power and volume selection are only used a few times within this per hour. Channel selection is used 168 times. And then there's things like channel settings, audio settings, which are only used very infrequently.
Mm-hmm.
Teletext is used 14 times in the hour. So it is used, but not nearly as much as the channel selection is used. An interesting thing that this report has brought up is that 50% of users report that the remote control gets lost a lot of the time in the room.
Yes,
so some way of locating the remote control would be very useful to a lot of users. 34% said it takes too long to learn to use a remote control, the one is easier to use straight away, more intuitive perhaps.
It's easy to learn, or what do you say? It's
34% said it took too much time to learn.
Okay, too much time to learn, okay. Not enough.
And 26% said remote controls are bad for RSI. I don't know how we just go about combating that.
What are
you talking about? For RSI, repetitive strain injury.
Okay.
They think that, or do a doctor? The doctor says, but it's the opinion of the user, huh?
That's what the report says, yeah. And then it's got a demographic breakdown.
Maybe you cannot put this webpage online on the.
I should be able to actually. If I email it to you now.
We could disconnect it. You could maybe just.
Okay. It's a webpage on the C.
Yeah.
It's a file. Okay. Otherwise, you yeah.
No, you can connect this.
You can connect this one.
Yeah.
Or do you want to get them?
So these are important numbers that Matthew and I need to take into account for our functional.
It's probably easier if you put it on yours and ours, DM out to you.
Yeah, these numbers have to be taken into account for the both User interface and functional design.
One thing it goes on to talk about, which is interesting, is the...
Because there are many numbers and we need to select to constrain our design based on what is more important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One thing that's interesting is talking about speech recognition in a remote control.
Speech recognition.
And who would pay more for that and whether people would find it useful.
Okay.
Yes, I'll just get this up.
So they would not need any button on the remote control.
Yeah.
It would be all based on speech. Okay.
I think even for...
Interesting idea.
Yeah, I think that would not work so well. You want to have both options.
Okay.
Well, it would be a solution for when your remote control is lost. I mean, when it has speech recognition, then it doesn't matter where it is. Well, it should be in range.
Mm.
Or maybe it can respond and produce sound, so say where it is.
Yeah.
But these are all quite fancy futures. I'm not sure whether we can make this for 12 euros.
Yeah.
50 cents.
No,
and we don't know where the state of the art of speech recognition is. Maybe you know.
Well, it depends. You know, like there is it's a very small vocabulary where you want to do the operation. Like you want to say on, off, one, two.
But it's quite noisy if there is the
one,
TV
it's
shouting.
It's not going to be so easy, but. Usually it's going to be more of an isolated. But I don't know.
To summarize, maybe the.
This is now talking about who would pay for speech recognition in a remote control, who would pay more for it. 90% of the 15 to 25 year old market said that they would pay more. It goes down from there, 76% for 25 to 35, 35% for 35 to 45. 22% for 45 to 55, and then 8%
okay,
for 55 to 65.
Decline. Okay.
Yeah. Which, yeah. It really depends where we're going to be targeting this product, which we'll be talking about later, I think.
Yes, we will talk about it later.
Did you get the email? Yeah. Follow that one.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
So that's the figures I was just talking about there, the different demographics. Another thing it's talking about there is the LCD screen, but there's no figures apparently on that.
Okay.
Maybe, Mal, can you give your presentation?
I stay.
Now you can move,
I can move as far as. Maybe I take your chair?
Yes,
you can take
my chair.
So I think, as everybody knows, I'm the industrial designer. And in this presentation, this quick presentation, is going to focus on the working design of the remote control. And I'd like first to give a quick, very simple introduction. How does it work so that everybody knows, even if you don't have a very technical background, what is it? Because I think in the project it's important. So basically, the basic function of remote control is to send messages to another system that is fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And so an energy source feeds an integrated circuit, the chip, that can compose messages, usually through infrared bits.
Mm-hmm.
And the user interface controls the chip and accordingly the messages, right? So my method for designing the work design, first the main point is that I would wish to make a really functional product. I would prefer to have very functional capabilities rather than fancy stuff that in fact is not used and doesn't work. So for that, as it's important to take into account the user requirements from the marketing expert Anna. And we should agree on what are the technical functions for this remote control, and I show you the working design. So basically here is a really large view of what we want. Is we want an on off button. It can be it's simple, but it's important. And also enabling the to browse channels, as well as other buttons that come after, right? So the components I quickly draw here is that in this part you have the remote control, the sender, and on the other part the receiver. So that's my method is would be to well my aim would be to design the and choose the chips and the infrared components to build the remote control, right? So of course we need energy sources and the receiver, a receiver. This is a really quick design. You stop me or interrupt me if you don't agree on it, on that. And so what I found, and after a lot of work actually, I draw this, I draw for you this schema that can be maybe too technical for you, but it's really important for me, you know. And that's it. So I won't go into details about that, but these are my preferences to use that kind of components.
And why do you want this kind of component? I mean, are they cheap or are they reliable? What were your...
So the main components you see here are the cheapest I found, and you have always a compromise with readability and if it's expensive, but these ones are also really reliable. So yeah, that's it for the working design. I hope you get a clearer view on what a remote control is in terms of technical components, but maybe yeah.
But is it, can we just buy it on the market and plug it in, or you want to...
No, we will, this is a preference, but we can always change.
What I was thinking about, the schema about the sender and the receiver, can you get back to it? The receiver is, of course, already in the television, and we are not able to change it.
Of course, yeah.
We must adapt to the receiver. I suppose there is a standard way of communicating to television.
Yeah, we will use infrared protocol using infrared, and of course we need to adapt to that protocol that already exists. But what we can do is adapting the chips inside. Choose the best chips and infrared bulbs.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, you have
the frequencies? Yeah. Of course, yeah. In the chip, you have it, yeah.
But you should be careful. People are sometimes becoming problem. Like a guy has recently designed a remote.
That can control other things.
Any other TV.
Yeah.
So basically, it goes through all the things. So maybe you should think of
Of course, yeah, we should take that into account.
And, TV in the next department's really bad.
Yeah, so you can just go on the seat and then switch off everyone's TV and you can just walk away. You don't have to be near the TV at all.
Well, that's
a good idea. I think Mal will consider this, these things. Maybe we can go to your presentation.
Yes.
Well, I assume we're finished here.
Yes.
I'm going to talk a little bit about the technical function. So what actually it's about, what is the user going to do at the project, what is going inside.
Yeah.
So what the user is going to see from the outside and how it's going to use it. So other approach is that basically the idea is to send a message to the TV set as my first function, and it will be decoded by the TV. And usually it is easier to have keys or buttons with which people can press, and then changing a button will basically change the message which is being sent to the TV. And and basically it sends an internal signal and the receiver. So as Anna has said, that this, if people are interested in things which are, you don't need to press the keys, people can have this piece of information, but this is a question which we have to seek later. But in the present scenario is that you have certain keys and you press it, like your iPhone, and it sends some message to the TV.
Yeah.
And so generally, I don't know from project, sorry, but so there are two kinds of remote use possibly in the household. Actually, so you have a standard TV remote where you have just an on-off button and volume change and keys for the number and more than one digit option. And if you see, for example, right now, even the one more than one digit option is for two digit, which is like 99. But tomorrow you might have 150 channels, you know, to browse, or 200 channels to browse, who knows. But then there is a, this is a standard one without any fancy thing, you know, like it doesn't have to write it off without any, it's a very simple thing, which you can browse. And then we have what's the video remote file, which is like, usually it has almost all the keys over there, and but it, then it has other options like stop, and then you play the movie, or fast forward the movie, or something like that. So it has those. So these are the standard, commonly found remote controls and market, and then which is generally used by the people, and then personal preferences. We basically think of having a kind of aim for the next generation thing where we could have both the TV and the remote, video remote control, because some of the keys in the video remote control and the TV, it could be integrated together so that we could aim for the, like in the coming future, the type of
okay. How would that work? So I've got, say, maybe a VCR and a TV which are separate. So on my one at home, I've got a VCR in my, which then changes the channel on the VCR,
yeah,
and then doing it on the TV.
Yeah.
So is there going to be like a switch on the remote that says use the TV or use the VCR, or does it know which one you want to use?
Actually, you could think of having the, you can have a key which would tell it could go to the video thing. But
you still can't, in that case, when you lose that, the function should be able to take up the VCR option and you could play it. Or you can also think about having, like, in a few days, you will be coming years, you might even have a system where you have a separate sitting setup box and you have something like you suppose you are not able to watch some program and actually it downloading all the time for you, and you can just, you know, when you come back, you can just switch on that thing and watch the program. In that case, you want to browse fast or browse slow. You want to have those kind of functionalities.
These are kind of next generation functionalities.
I think it is already there. I mean, the hard disk recorders.
Okay.
So it's going to record your things, and you need basically the functionalities. What you need is both review as well as in the standard TV.
But I don't think we're trying to make a universal remote here.
No, we're not making a universal remote. We are just looking at given a scenario, I have a TV and tomorrow I'm going to have a setup box, I'm going to sit there and it's going to do
because
that for me.
We need to decide on and how far we go to in this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can go pretty far, I think, with functions and possible future. But it's good to keep in mind.
Mm.
Okay, so that ends my presentation. So we can always discuss about it. For example, presently the video market, actually, this demand, video over demand, or what we call it, is presently booming up, actually.
Yeah.
So it is like people are providing like huge things like movies you can select, actually. So you want to watch a movie, and a provider gives a list of movies, and then you select those list.
Yeah.
And it basically, you go off, it downloads the movie it gives for you.
Yeah.
And then when you come, you want to watch it on your TV.
Or even you don't need to download, it's streamed online.
Yeah, it can be streamed online for you. And you can say what time I want to watch.
Yeah.
So,
I have received some points of thinking over of my account manager, and I would like to share them with you. First thing is teletext is a well-known feature of televisions, but it's getting used less and less.
Yeah.
That's especially because of the internet, of course. So we should think about it. Do we include it, and do we give it a prominent place on the remote mode control itself? As Anna indicated, it's not used very much, but it is still used. Further, yes, we must think: do we stay to television only? The television, as we all know it, with broadcasting signals, and you can't go back. Or do we go further, as Matthew indicated, by supporting recording devices?
So DVDs and VCRs.
Indeed. And the hard disk recorders. Furthermore, we really need to interest younger customers, and then with younger customers I mean people below the age of 40. Our current customers are mainly 40 plus. Which
14 or
40?
Okay.
Sorry. So it is a market, but they will grow older, and we all always need to have the future with younger people. Therefore, younger people like trendy designs. So that we should make our feed trendy as possible, but it should also be have a reliable image. So when it looks too spacey or too fancy, people will think, well, does it work at all?
Yeah, it's well, you can follow the ideas how you want to keep the keys. You know, like now, if you take it, you have like 0, 1, 2, 3 like keys separately.
Mm-hmm.
But suppose if you take this present trend of mobile phones,
mm-hmm.
there are like big thick keys. You press on the top, it takes one number. You press on the bottom, it takes another number. And basically, so the space covered. So the, you don't see two separate keys there actually.
Mm-hmm.
So it is mm-hmm. like it is like
maybe you can draw it on the
mm-hmm.
board.
Yeah.
So
I think taking the idea of getting inspiration from mobile phones is interesting.
Yeah.
Especially if we're going after younger market.
Yes.
Because they're already used to that kind of product.
The funky things.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's lots of very pretty mobile phones. Not too many pretty remote controls.
And they're skilled by using them.
Mm.
So, for example, so for example, you
Mom?
Have a
yes.
Speed like
this.
Like this, actually, and 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and you can have keys like in this form, like.
Okay. How much longer have we got for the meeting, by the way? Because you haven't talked about demographic at all, and it's a very important issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can have keys like, which are like, so. We basically don't change the original order of them, but when the keys are more spacious,
mm-hmm.
they don't look. So there is a very slack thing. So if you press on the top,
mm-hmm.
it takes 1, it takes 3, 4, sorry. 4 here, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
So the keys can be, it looks, you know, not very much cluttered,
mm-hmm.
but it looks nice. You don't have too many keys, but you can have a lot of options.
Okay, I think now the idea is clear.
Yeah.
We should now, try to decide on our target group.
Yeah, which I think is quite good. Basically, we're trying to get people to buy a remote control. Wouldn't they already have a remote control with their television when they buy one?
Of course, they have already one. So our remote control has to be better.
But it's not going to have more functionality. It's only a low market, just a cheap end remote control. We can't beat more functionality. We'll be able to beat them on the look of it, the design of it, but that's not a big seller. They're not going to just go and buy a new remote control just because it looks pretty.
Mm-hmm.
They have to actually need it as well. So I'm not sure how we can get people to buy this thing.
Mm. Well, I think many people said in your research the appearance of the RC is important when they're buying one.
Yeah.
But
why are they buying one in the first place?
Indeed. So that will be about functionality.
Mm. But if people are buying new remote control for functionality, they'll buy a universal remote. I've got friends who've got so many things they need a universal remote, otherwise they're using 5 different remotes
mm-hmm.
for their, all their things. In that case, they wouldn't buy our product because it doesn't give them what they need in terms of functionality.
So you think we should go for a more universal?
Well, we can't with the price range. We're not building a universal remote.
But
we're not building a high-end product.
Do you think
about? Yeah, we have 12.5 euros per RC, and I think with this now you know that chips are very cheap,
mm-hmm.
and we can include in our control some new features. Yeah, and. But yeah,
if we're getting to universal remote territory, are we getting to LCD screens and things like that, which would drive the cost up a lot?
I don't know whether that's necessary.
I don't think LCD is not necessary. Well,
I think this could be a market because universal remote controls tend to be quite expensive
and quite complicated to use. Yeah.
So we can try to go in between and offer a product which is not as expensive and not
mm-hmm.
as complicated.
Not as flexible, maybe.
Yeah.
But still,
people have the idea this is more functional than a normal
universal
RC because it has more. It is some kind of universal.
Mm-hmm. But if we're going for the say 15 to 25 age group, then not many of them would actually own TVs to use their remote control on.
Yes, we're targeting, I think, more on the 20 to 40 group.
Okay. So they're
people.
Yeah.
Who just have, or already have a job and have the money,
mm-hmm.
but may not want to spend that much money on that
mm-hmm.
only universal.
Yeah.
English.
I don't know really what the price range for remote controls is. Are we going to be at the very bottom of the price range, or are we kind of middle to bottom? I don't know.
Well, I think when we think about graphics, I think
mm-hmm.
we are trying to offer the kind of universal control for less money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, do you agree?
Well, it's fine with me, like the price, as long as it is not too expensive.
Yeah, because we have to take into account that we're gonna sell around 4 million. So when we speak about these numbers, the price of a chip is very cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay for designing a kind of universal RC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You think it's possible for the €12.50?
Yeah.
Okay. So then we decide on going to this more universal kind of control.
Yeah, that's what we needed basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's needed right now.
Yeah, that's
basically
needed. Yeah.
You can look to the standard.
And if we want to get the market, we really need that.
So I guess what I'd like from a universal remote is maybe choosing between three devices,
yes.
switch between them, and maybe stereo, VCR, and TV.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And just be able to use them all from the same remote, but not at the same
yeah,
time.
Is that okay for you?
Browse through all the standards, you know.
Yeah.
There are the limited standards for all of them, and you can just browse through them.
Yeah.
So, given we are going for this universal type, maybe it's good when you try to find out which components you definitely need. And
yes.
You will try to get more specific user interface concepts.
Okay.
And maybe you can look on what trends are in
mm-hmm.
this in this type of market.
Voilà.
So anyone has a point to bring in, or shall
well
we
I don't have anything right now.
Oh, that's fine.
We'll go and we'll come up something mm-hmm. good.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
we meet in what are
the next meeting will after the UNCUF we have 3 minutes of work and then we have the next meeting. But you will be informed via your computer.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay,
so
perfect.
You're okay.